Okay, we are on the record. My name is Adelia Huang, and it is September 22nd, 2016, and it is approximately a few minutes after 9 a.m. in the morning, the date and time scheduled for case number 3160181. This is a case where Mr. James Over has filed an appeal of a determination made by the Bureau of Transportation regarding his status as a Uber driver, and neither party is here. Mr. James is not present in the hearings room, nor is there a representative from the Bureau that issued the determination. At this time, I am going to take a look at the file to see if Mr. Over was provided with any notice of today's hearing. I do see that exhibit number 8 is a copy of a notice of a hearing, which has a date mailed of Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. It was mailed to the address that was provided by Mr. Over when he requested an appeal on this case. And this form does specify that today's date and time is the time and date scheduled for this hearing, as well as hearings begin promptly is underlined and in capital letters. I do also notice, however, that this notice appears to have been returned by the U.S. Postal Service as undeliverable. With that being said, I'm going to ask the hearings clerk if Mr. Over has had any contact with the hearings office.
He did call our office yesterday and stated that he received something from the Bureau of Transportation that canceled the violation. And he said that what he received said that they would be sending him a new one and that the Bureau of Transportation asked him to cancel the hearing, and so he was calling to know the status of the hearing, and he was told that it was scheduled for today and given the start time of 9 a.m. And he was told that any requests to cancel the hearing would need to be in writing, and it would be up to the hearings officer. And then he had questions on dates of information in the file, and he was told that those would be best addressed by asking the hearings officer at the hearing.
Thank you. Based upon the information that I just received from the hearings clerk, it does appear that Mr. Over was aware of today's date and time as the hearing setting for this matter. I do not see any request has been received from Mr. Over to cancel this particular hearing, and because requests to cancel a hearing must be made in writing, I am finding that there has been no request to cancel the hearing. Furthermore, it does appear that based upon the conversation that he had with the hearings clerk, he was fully aware that today's date and time was the scheduled place and setting for this hearing, and as such, we will go ahead and proceed with the hearing because I do find that Mr. Over has been provided with adequate notice of today's hearing. At this time, I am going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 12 into the record. Exhibit number 5 is a document from Mr. Over where he explains why he is requesting a hearing, and he states in the written portion the following. The city code states that driving privileges cannot be suspended as a result of a driving-related incident. My privileges were suspended for not paying monies owed to the courthouse. I wasn't out driving recklessly or speeding to get suspended. I honestly just forgot to pay a fine. There are some additional documents that Mr. Over submitted for this case. However, this case is a bit unusual because I see an email located in the file, and this email is marked as exhibit number 11. This exhibit is a copy of an email from a hearings office clerk dated Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. And it is sent to Christy Keller, which I understand to be a representative from PBOT. It states the following. Hello, Christy. I conferred with a hearings officer regarding your call this morning about the incorrect violation section cited in denial letter sent to the appellant in the above case. The hearings officer stated that he will leave the decision up to you to either withdraw the case or continue with the hearing on September 22nd. Should the appellant appeal the decision on the revised letter you will be sending, a new case would then have to be opened. So in context of going over this email in context with what the appellant reported yesterday to the hearings clerk that he received something canceling the violation and that PBOT had asked him to cancel. It does appear that that there was some sort of communication between PBOT and the appellant regarding an error made on the determination dated August 18, 2016. I do not have anything, however, in the file to substantiate that there was specifically a withdrawal of this determination or an invalidation of this determination, and therefore I will go ahead and make a decision as to whether or not this determination dated August 18, 2016 is valid. I do note that on the determination letter, which is exhibit number 6, it is a notice of proposed suspension and states, on Thursday, August 4, 2016, while conducting a routine field audit, a City of Portland enforcement officer observed you operating a private for hire in the City of Portland for Uber Technologies. On review of your background and driving record, it was identified by city personnel that you have the following disqualifying factor. And the specific disqualifying factor that is mentioned is driving privileges were revoked, parentheses, suspended in preceding 3-year period. Furthermore, it states this is a violation of the following regulations: City Code 1642-70 TNC driver certification requirements. Subsection E6 is a specific paragraph cited. It states TNC driver criminal and driving history disqualifications. A TNC driver will not be certified and cannot provide transportation network services if any of the following conditions exist. Subsection E6 states, during the 3-year period preceding the filing of the initial application, the applicant's driving privileges were suspended or revoked by any governing jurisdiction as a result of a driving-related incident. So I am tasked with reviewing whether or not this determination is in accordance with PBOT's laws and rules for issuing a certification or permit for a private for hire transportation provider, and they are alleging that that Mr. Over had a suspension or revocation of his driving privileges as the result of a driving related incident within the 3-year period preceding the filing of the initial application. Based upon the information submitted by Mr. Over, he submitted a lengthy letter as well as some court documents indicating that he had a violating a speed limit traffic infraction, which was dated September 8th, 2015. He's also submitted paperwork indicating that he has paid the fine on that infraction. Mr. Over furthermore argues specifically that this suspension was the result of his failure to pay the traffic infraction fine in a timely manner rather than a suspension of his driving privileges due to being involved in a traffic-related incident. Based upon the information in the record, I do agree with Mr. Over that as the particular city code is referenced in the determination, that particular city code is explicit that a person's certification can be suspended if the applicant's driving privileges were suspended or revoked by any governing jurisdiction as a result of a driving-related incident. The words are pretty clear here that suspension or revocation of the driving privileges has to be actual result of an incident, a driving-related incident. So I do find Mr. Over's information credible, as there's been no information submitted on behalf of the city other than this email, which documented the email correspondence between a hearings clerk and the city indicating that there was an error made on this particular determination. Therefore, based upon the information before me, I do find that this determination letter dated August 18, 2016 is incorrect insofar as it incorrectly references a portion of city code that is not applicable here. As such, I do find that this determination is invalid, and I am going to reverse this determination. And at this time, I do find that the hearing, or that Mr. Over has prevailed in this particular case, and do order that this determination dated August 18, 2016 shall be reversed. The hearing is now closed.